You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
And welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500. You can also go to Facebook. We have a Jersey Jerks fan page. Please like it. Also, we're on Twitter. And make sure that you go on the website now. We have a donate button. Give us some money. We like money. We need new stuff.
Going to give us money like that.
We want to do something with the webcam. We're
going to
give
us $1,000, Missy will show her boobs.
No.
Well, see, I was just about to say, that's more realistic than her getting 100,000 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
I think we should set a monetary amount that you'll show a boob.
Okay.
Or both.
Yeah, but...
We got to discuss that.
Yeah.
Discuss
what? No, no,
no, my
no.
God.
Nobody wants to see that fucking wreck thing.
Fuck you.
Nice beaver.
Oh, my gosh. No, don't do that.
Jesus.
But we do have a donate button now, so donate to your lovable jerks. We all appreciate it. We'll give you stuff if you do it. We're not sure what. I'll draw you a picture.
Promises.
I did it before.
There you go. Yeah, Missy will give you her special art, personalized
art
for you.
Specialized.
Scan.
Whatever you want.
Esco.
Esco, there you go.
Yes. Esco and
she'll tag it for you.
Both of them.
So how much in donations would it take for you to show both boobs?
A lot.
What's a lot?
A lot.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
It's totally up to you.
Okay.
Okay? You don't have to show anything.
Okay.
What if you were to sell, not sell, let's say someone was to give us a, say, a $100 donation. Would you consider giving, like, an old pair of panties? What? I'm
for $100?
Yeah. Yeah, like a pair you don't wear anymore.
Yeah, I feel like 10,000 pairs of panties.
Perfect.
Yeah, it would
perfect.
Be fine.
Perfect.
Yeah, that would be fine.
There you go. We should be millionaires in about a month.
How many return senders do you think we're going to get?
You're an asshole.
All the letters are going to have biohazard stickers on them.
Devils.
Even the envelopes can have a skid mark on it.
Oh my God, Chris. Evil.
Skid marks.
Evil. You're evil.
Yeah, it can't have holes or anything. You know.
No, it doesn't matter. No.
What the fuck do I look like? Do you think I have holy underwear?
She wears underwears with dick holes.
More like unholy.
Yeah, that or a bra maybe. You know.
I mean, bras are kind of expensive, though. I don't spend
No,
less
I'm saying
than...
if you have, like, old bras you'll never wear again.
They're $50 a piece.
Each cup?
Jeez.
Yeah, I have to get special bras because of my boobs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hold on to them.
Yeah, no. Not giving any of them away.
No. Whereas you're probably wear a thong underwear, your cock just goes out one side.
Plus, can you imagine the size that a box would take to ship that bra?
Which box are we talking about here?
God.
It figures that you're talking this and Pedro's in the chat room just
no.
Just hawking you right now.
See, I buy the old stock.
Oh my God.
Are you homos reading this?
I swear to God.
He wants you to move the I can't fucking read his He wants you to move that candle a little to the side.
Why?
It's covering your titties.
Covering your fucking titties.
Fucking push.
It looks like it's looking at the wall.
Well, you weren't centered.
Oh.
Move the candle for Pedro.
Oh, my God. No, Pedro. No.
He said, moof that.
No.
M-U-F-D-A-T. Moof that.
Muff that.
There was a T in there?
Yeah.
You're a creep, sir.
Muff that.
You know how
Pedro.
He is.
So he's back around for good, huh?
Guess so.
Looks that way.
Good for him.
I guess.
Jesus Christ. Who's creepier, Pedro or the dude that's jerking off with Swiss cheese?
they caught his ass.
Yeah, apparently. If anybody listening, apparently there's a guy in Philly going around exposing himself and touching himself with Swiss
cheese.
He even
put it on his fucking page.
He did?
He put it on his...
cheese!
On his Match.com page that he likes to do stuff
on
with
Match.com.
Cheese. I think so. Yeah, he likes to do stuff. Yeah, one of those pages.
That's a
they
pay
likes to do
one,
stuff
too.
With cheese.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's
awesome.
A free one.
He put it out there. You just can't walk up to a woman and expose yourself.
He was, like, driving around, too, right?
Yeah, he didn't walk up. He drove up. Big difference.
Because he's a fat bastard.
Hey.
He is fat and very ugly.
That's why he uses... Why Swiss? Is it because it's got holes in it?
Well, he's got to have a tiny dick if he's fucking Swiss
cheese.
Yeah,
because they're small. Like, that's like the size of a quarter of the holes in cheese.
Yeah.
When I was younger, there was this guy that would like to jerk off and get kicked in the balls at the same time.
Oh, my God.
And he wanted me
wait,
to
wait,
do
wait,
it
wait.
Once.
I'm sorry. Rewind. What?
He would jerk off and he would want to get kicked in the balls at the same time. And I thought it was a joke, so we were like, oh, ha-ha, yeah, come over, blah, blah, blah. And he did, and he really wanted
so
to
So you
do
watched
that.
Him jerk off and
no,
he kicked him
No, I told
him
to fucking
nuts.
Leave. I was like, I thought you were playing. Like, I thought I was calling his bluff. And I wasn't. And it's like nobody ever heard from him again. It was like during like those South like Jersey chat room days, like on AOL. He was like one of
creepers.
The guys in there. And we were like, oh yeah, like fine. We thought it was like a big joke, and it wasn't. And he wanted to videotape it.
He wanted to video? Oh, Jesus.
It was crazy.
What kind of fucking creepsters are out there?
That was a long time ago, though.
That's where it all started, man.
What? With
like all the picking up young chicks and
yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's fucking
He was young, too. Like, I think he was younger than me.
Really?
At the time. Like, I was, like, 21, and I think he was, like, 19 or 20. It was bizarre.
Where do you pick up that fetish? Like,
like you want to be in pain like that? When
I
you're
guess.
Jerking?
Just, that's just,
I don't get it. Did you see that guy that fought off 15 cops by jerking off?
Yeah. What, it gives you superpowers?
Apparently.
If that were the case, I should be every superhero in Marvel Comics.
But apparently they were all trying to arrest him, and he was jerking off and got away.
I guess they didn't want to touch him.
Is that what it was? They
were I don't fired know. Upon? I didn't. I only kind of like perused.
Return fire.
But he got, wow. And he looked like a fucking junkie. So I'm sure he probably had like open sores or something. Hey. Like it was probably like, okay, we're gonna get AIDS if we go near him.
Oh,
so like let's God. Just. But still, there's 15 of them. How did they not like just go around him and like kick him?
I'm surprised they didn't, like, spray him with mace or something. They could do it from far away.
I guess
away.
They were shocked.
Or tasers.
Yeah.
You know?
Although,
he probably would have finished. He would have ripped his dick off.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Wouldn't you just let him finish and then take him down? No, you can't
I think
do that.
I think that was his defense. Like, don't come near me.
I'll jizz on you.
Wow.
Don't come near me. I'll spray you with... That's just crazy. What are you thinking?
Obviously.
You're thinking you don't want to get arrested.
So you pull out your dick and you start...
I mean, no one's done it before it worked. He wanted to get caught later. He got caught later, but...
Just call the chick on the force.
Yeah. Because she's going to... Oh, I'm a girl. Of course I'll like any penis.
Yeah, I know. What a loser. Wow. That's pretty nasty.
Try.
And I saw the news clip last night where the Swiss cheese guy pulled up. He stopped at a I guess like a corner where there was a chick at. And she was standing there, I think, with a friend or something. And she actually recorded it. And he was, you know, telling her to get in the car, asking her to get in the car, and if you know he would come with him. And she's like, "To do what?" Like she thought it was a joke. She didn't know.
Wait,
now she's
happening?
She's scared. Well. He's caught now, but she was scared that this guy was going to come after him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, well, you're an idiot for just entertaining the fucking nut job. He's got car. He could run you over if you piss him off.
Well, it was in Mayfair, so it wasn't in, like, the
best of regardless, places. Regardless, it's still...
But if it was in Philly, like, people wouldn't even have paid attention
to it.
Well,
you know, a couple years back in Philly, there was a guy that was driving around in a yellow car. Who was jerking off while he was driving, and he was making sure
that
the women in the cars next to him would see him. I forgot what nickname they gave him, but...
No, God.
I forgot what nickname they gave him, but there was... I remember listening to the radio, and someone called in and said, the guy's right next to me, and they were trying to get the authorities to follow this guy. He was following him and trying to tell him where he is. He was, like, on the Schuylkill Expressway or something.
Jesus.
It was, like, the craziest shit. And apparently a lot of people called the cops saying this guy was exposing himself to women.
Did they catch him?
I don't think so, no. I think he went underground.
Yeah.
How do you not catch him if you got a make, model of a car?
That's the thing. I think it was, like, a yellow Cavalier or some shit like that. And they knew the car, and he just disappeared after that. He stopped.
He went to terrorize somewhere else.
He probably went to a dealership for another one. Now he's driving a fucking Fiat.
Like, what kind of mental problems do you have to have to do that? Like, you have to have some type of mental problem.
I don't,
more than just fetish.
I think in order to have a fetish like that, you have to have mental problems.
Yeah.
Like,
because this cheese guy, he looks like slow.
Cheese?
Yeah, he looks like a chromosome's off somewhere.
Yeah, he does look
like
a big mongoloid.
Mm-hmm.
Great, another fucking mongoloid.
Mm, and his name's Chris.
Fuck you.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, he is weird looking.
He's so weird
he
looking.
He does kind of look
a
little retarded.
Like I was telling Chris, he looks like a friend of ours. I was thinking about photoshopping his face on his
you
picture.
You should. That would be awesome.
And sending it to him. Be like, and his name's Chris. Holy shit, I forgot about that.
It's not the same guy?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Have you not seen him in a long time?
It's been since the summer.
Oh, no. Yeah.
but I just think it's really odd, like Swiss cheese of all things, you know?
Yeah, Swiss
cheese. And I don't understand, like, what's he doing? Is it like a slice of cheese that he's wrapping around his dick? Or
it looked like it was a slice of cheese. Didn't you see that one picture?
Yeah, but I didn't know if he was holding the block or if he was holding the
slice. It looked like he was holding it like this.
And I don't understand, is he...
Is he wrapping it around?
Yeah, he's got to be. Like, I'm assuming he's wrapping it around like a.
Wouldn't it break apart? Oh no, because
that's what he likes.
It's kind of pulley, right? I feel like fresh mozzarella would do better.
But that's not his thing.
Fresh mozzarella,
because you could like form it like a vagina, and then like have sex with it.
How much experience do you have with cheese? Yeah.
No, like a big ball of fresh mozzarella.
A big ball? They don't make big balls of fresh mozzarella.
Yes, they do.
Like that.
Not that big, but well, like this. They have them at the Acme.
Okay. Oh, those are provolone balls.
They're mozzarella. I bought them
before.
They
do. They have provolone balls with the wire around them, with the string around them.
Yeah, but that would be too hard to like stick your penis
into. Yeah, not if you
into.
Fucking...
Dude, she's the expert on balls. I got
So you know how mozzarella is...
She's got a big set right between her legs.
Mozzarella is like almost squishy, so you'd probably be able to like make a little tunnel way, like a vagina.
Okay.
I just feel like it would feel better. I don't know. Than a
hey, maybe he's taking notes as we speak.
Oh, my God.
But maybe he just loves Swiss cheese.
Maybe
you ever think
does.
Of that?
No.
You don't think he loves Swiss cheese? See, I loved Swiss cheese before this shit happened. Now I won't eat it.
Fabio made a sandwich today, and he couldn't put Swiss cheese on it.
I was going to put a slice of Swiss cheese on. I was like, nope, can't do it. And I was really upset because I like Swiss cheese.
Right, so instead of putting on your sandwich, you jerked off with it.
So I jerked off on my sandwich.
Yeah.
Now, apparently he sent a message on a dating website to some chick, and she posted it. He put, I found that women tend to like dairy products and settled on cheese to represent the girl. Thus, I started having sex with cheese.
I'm so confused by
that. I like to use Swiss cheese and would wrap slices of the cheese around my penis and then masturbate.
You are a disgusting slob!
Why would you just go to like a fetish site or something instead of just a regular dating site? You'd be more accepted at a fetish site.
You weirdo fuck!
Maybe they wouldn't accept him.
Yeah, the fetish people are like, this guy's weird.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's too much.
Yes.
Swiss cheese. Swiss I feel like you would get an infection over time.
Swiss cheese?
Wouldn't it get...
I don't fucking know. I can only imagine the smell he's creating from that.
Oh, yeah.
Because Swiss cheese doesn't smell pleasant. So one thing I don't like about it.
And you know he's fat, so he can't get the crevices and shit. So the cheese is probably getting stuck.
Swiss and from under.
He's got like a cheese lock going on down there.
That's disgusting. Oh, my God. It's probably like... You know how like cheese gets moldy? It's probably getting moldy.
Oh my God, I just threw up it like that. blue cheese.
You should try slapping two chicken cutlets, raw chicken cutlets together.
Oh, God.
You just went too far.
Salmonella.
You're going to end up ruining Primo hoagies for me now.
I'm saying the mozzarella ball thing made sense the most. He slept.
Just get a prostitute and you don't have to, you can leave cheese
That's
completely
it.
Out of it.
Maybe no prostitute would do him.
Money talks, and there's plenty of disgusting
prostitutes. Yeah, there's plenty of fat chicks, too, that sell their bodies.
Yeah.
Ugly chicks. Chicks with AIDS.
Apparently more
Where do you pick up prostitutes at?
Well, the ones he picks up are men, remember?
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Hey.
fucking Swiss cheese. The Swiss cheese. What's his name? Swiss cheese bandit?
Mm. The Swiss cheese pervert.
Pervert. Bandit.
What's he stealing?
People's
innocence.
Yeah, people's innocence and dreams. Oh, man.
But again, it was in Mayfair, so I guess that...
Mayfair's not that bad of an
It's not that bad, no.
Still a lot of Irish people in Mayfair.
I feel like there would be... He was like, mostly trying to find like college checks or something.
That would be too hard to do because there's a lot of college police.
Oh.
You know, college campus cops are always roaming the security or the campus. So
yeah.
It'd be kind of hard for him not to get caught.
I'm glad he's off the streets, though.
Well, yeah.
Do you think he's a murderer or a child molester?
Well, here's
he's
the
off
thing.
The streets.
If he's like,
he's
let's,
a terrorist.
Let's say right now,
he's terrorizing people's eyes
and produce.
It's his produce.
Let's say that he's in a holding cell. Do you think like any guy in that holding cell is like near him at this point?
No,
they're probably treating him like a murderer, like a mass murderer, because they're just like, I don't want nothing to do with this guy. He's fucking crazy. You know, you can't mess with him. You think about it. When he goes to prison, if he goes to prison, no one's gonna mess with him. He's gonna have his own cell. He's probably gonna have a bunch of Swiss cheese bitches.
Do you think he's gonna go to prison, or don't you think he's gonna be on like some sex website?
No, I think they're probably gonna put him in like a mental hospital or something.
That's the route they'll take with him.
Yeah. He's gonna plead insane.
He's been in jail for this before.
What?
Not with the cheese, but exposing himself.
Oh,
okay. Now he added the cheese. He stepped his game up.
What's he gonna fixin's bar in his car?
I guess
it's gonna get worse.
Next year he's gonna have two buns.
He's gonna have like a thing of mustard.
Some condiments, yeah.
He's just slowly making a sandwich.
He's just sitting there, I'm making a mayonnaise.
God.
I can't wait till Thursday in prison. It's cheese sandwich day.
They'll probably never give him cheese again.
Yeah, no shit. They're boycotting cheese in all prisons.
It's like, you know, they like when people are on suicide watch, they take away their shoelaces. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's on
no
dairy.
Cheese.
He's on dairy watch.
Dairy.
No milk.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
That's gross.
It's just amazing. You know, and you forget about it because you don't hear this kind of shit every day, but when you do hear it, you're like, wow, there's some really crazy people. Mm-hmm. Like, we all know there's crazy people, but then there's crazy people, and this is one of them. It's like, you couldn't think of anything. Look, I'll give him an A for like originality.
Yeah.
But you couldn't think of something else. Like, wouldn't you rather like drive around with like say like a sock puppet on your dick and just like beeping the horn and flashing women or something? Like, why? I don't know.
And like, if he was having sex with the cheese because it was a woman, then why did he have to drive around and show people?
See, that's like, where I think he's not.
Well, the rest of that message was, after finding several girls to do it for me, I prefer having girls do it for me instead of myself.
Ew, he found people
that do apparently that? He found girls that are into that.
Ugh. Wow.
Which I don't buy.
I don't buy that either.
Mm-mm.
Me neither.
Yeah, I was just wondering, what do you charge for rubbing my cock up and down with a slice of Swiss cheese?
I bet you a prostitute would rather do that than actually
probably
fuck him.
Yeah, she'd rather give him a handy with Swiss cheese than, you know. What is he doing? Is he wrapping around his dick like a condom and fucking her with it? Like, is the cheese going in her?
I don't think so.
No, I think it's handies.
Okay, it's handies.
Yeah.
Handies, candies.
You guys are ridiculous.
Ask Pedro if he would do something like that.
What I would do.
Because he's into gross shit.
Yeah, because he wants to make pussy
like
pancakes.
Yeah,
that's it.
We know what he would do, exactly.
Pancakes. Miss, would you date a dude with a weird fetish? Obviously not that weird.
No,
but
yeah, that's a good question. Would you date a guy with a fetish?
I mean, it would have to depend on what it was.
Okay.
And whether or not I wanted to do it.
Oh, we got to come up with a scenario. Something that's
Well, what's a normal fetish? Like a foot fetish? A guy
foot fetish is, foot fetish that's, is sort of like, I don't want to say it's normal, but it's more acceptable.
Yeah.
If he wanted to do, like, if he wanted...
Wanted you to jerk him off with your feet.
No.
No?
No. I would never be able to look at
athlete's
him the same
cock.
Again.
Have to put a strap on.
I have a friend that likes that.
That's another one.
A really good friend of mine was into that.
What? Feet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have a friend that's into feet, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Who and else the jerking, the feet jerking off thing.
Really?
Yeah, no dice. I wouldn't do it.
How about a strap on?
No.
No?
No.
How about
never.
How about you sticking your pinky up a guy's butthole?
No. No butt.
No, I know not your butt. Other people's
I don't
want
to touch anyone else's ass.
Okay. Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure.
That shit is gross. That's germs.
How about twisting his fucking nipples?
That's not a fetish.
No?
No.
No.
Unless you got to include, like, all pain.
It looks like, no, I would not date someone with a fetish.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it sounds like.
Cause
ball gag?
On him or me?
Yeah, on him. No. This is, we're talking about what like what guys want done to them, not you.
Yeah, because no. If a guy was going to bar gag you, he'd probably leave.
You're going to be the one who is in control. It's not you doing anything.
Not a ball gag. How would I kiss?
Well, obviously, this isn't something you're going to do. This is more of like
every once in a while, submissive type of shit. This.
Kiss the ball.
Are you into... What about whipping? Would you whip a guy?
I mean, maybe.
Throw candle wax on him?
Yeah.
Drip candle wax.
Would you whip his nutsack?
No.
Well, she already had the opportunity to kick somebody in the balls.
So I couldn't do it. Yeah. And this was like a stranger, essentially.
How about like a Pittsburgh platter?
What's that?
You would lay under a glass coffee table and... I'm sorry, he would lay under a glass coffee table and you'd shit on top of it?
No. No poop.
How about
excrement cannot be involved ever.
How about a Cleveland steamer where it actually hits his chest?
No.
No.
I was at a...
Would you pee on a guy?
No. I was at a bar last night.
Throw up on a guy?
No.
Only if his dick's too big and it chokes her.
I was at a bar last night, and in the woman's room, it said, poop on my chest.
Really?
I took a picture of it.
That's awesome.
I'm going to bring it up for everybody.
Just post it on the website.
Oh, yeah?
On Facebook.
It was pretty trifling.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm hoping that this is just a joke. And I hope no woman really wants someone to poop on their chest.
Okay, let's take it down a couple now. How about a feather?
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay. That's nice.
I don't like nice. I
it's like a Hallmark card. It's nice.
It's like sweet. I don't know.
Butt plug?
No.
Anal beads?
No. No anal anything.
Look at each other's buttholes in the city's bathroom.
How about twisting Q-tips in his ear while you ride him?
What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something crazy. Oh, my God. Pissing on him?
No.
No.
How about getting hit doggy style while you make him a sandwich?
That sounds like a challenge.
That's a game show.
How about just going downstairs and making us sandwiches?
Yeah. Horror factor.
Oh, there you go.
That's wife material.
Everybody loves sandwiches. That was one of the articles.
What's
with
you and fucking sandwiches?
Those sandwiches in bottom.
Wow. What about
Get
you?
Get off the phone.
What about you guys?
I'm posting it.
Do you guys have fetishes? Don't lie.
I'm trying to, nothing like that.
No, it doesn't have to be.
I posted it on the jerk's page.
If you have something insane, please talk about it. But no, if it's not, even if it's not insane, if it's mild, by all means.
I know somebody that used to want to be raped.
A guy?
No, a girl.
What's her phone number?
No, like role-playing. Like role-playing that she wanted to get raped.
I'll role-play with her. She won't even know who I am.
And this is sad.
A good actor.
This is sad for me to say, but there is a dark place somewhere in my mind where I wouldn't mind being a guy who does that to a chick.
God.
But it'd have to be role-playing, but I'm always afraid to ask. I would never just do it.
Yeah.
But I'm even afraid to talk about it.
Why? Because it's so taboo?
No, it's not that it's taboo. It's fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
God forbid you piss the girl off, like earlier in the week. Next thing you know, you're in prison for rape when you were just playing around, you know? Because it becomes your word against hers.
Right.
That's such a fine line.
You would
there.
have to find a girl that would want to do that.
Right.
I would never want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to like come out with all these ground rules and guidelines and, you know, like what's the safe word?
Somatoma Satan.
That's a good safe word.
Yeah, nobody can pronounce it. You never have to give up.
I know, right?
It would be like
what's
Euro
the safe
trip?
Word, bitch?
Remember in Euro Trip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, far.
Lincoln Feinstein.
Somato.
Oh, man. But yeah, so I guess I'm boring when it comes to that type of stuff. Because the more I think about it, the more it's like, no.
Really, I don't see that. From the years that you've been on the show, Maybe it's just me. I was under the impression you're like this fucking crazy bitch when it comes to that.
Obviously not.
Yeah, you're boring.
Yeah, because I'm not doing any weird fetishes.
Please tell me.
I don't want to get raped.
You don't just lay there, do you?
No.
Jesus is the part you like the Red Sea.
Oh, my God. No, sex is supposed to be good.
Yeah.
But I don't do anything crazy.
But you do. You did say like some kinky stuff, like the candle wax thing.
Yeah,
you'll
I
do
mean
that. Yeah, it's nothing really. Although... I don't find that pleasurable because I have body hair. That shit hurts, man.
It smells funny.
Yeah, it's like dog hair, burnt dog hair in the room. And
that's not good.
You go to pull it off and like hair comes off. Like,
it's like you're waxing.
Yeah, exactly. No. ¿Cómo se llama?
No bueno.
Waxing. No. And I don't understand. I don't think anything harmful should happen to the balls.
No.
Nothing harmful.
They're like,
it's bad enough. Sensitive. Like, I cringe when a tooth just accidentally touches the dick. You know what I mean? I'll be like, oh, mm-hmm. You know, and I'll,
like, no,
I'll
stop.
Freeze up. And it's just an accident. It's not even like a hard.
Do you cock
even...
back like you're going to punch her?
Do it again.
No, I
do it again.
I'm like, no. I hold up the cross. No. But I can't imagine any kind of painful.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you want her to use your balls as a speed bag. Like, get the fuck
no,
out of here.
Way.
No.
No clamps or clips
fuck
or
that shit.
Wrenches or whatever. I don't want none of that shit. And again, this is what's so disgusting about me is that I think the stuff that's kind of cool is the stuff that's kind of degrading.
What a surprise.
Well, tell me you don't want to teabag a girl. Tell me you don't want to just drop your balls into her eye sockets and just let them sit there for like a minute.
That's not your
and
fault.
Just feel the eye sockets cradle the balls.
Just the thought gives me chills. I love it.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, and let your fucking dangle go down her nose. You know, give her the Roman helmet or the gonzo.
But that's not your fault. That's society.
But it's degrading, and it's just like...
That's because you probably learned about sex from pornos, and pornos are degrading to women.
Yeah, but they don't do that in pornos. At least not the pornos I grew up on.
But they were probably all degrading.
Vintage pornos were very boring.
But they were probably always degrading towards women.
Not really. Not really. I mean, Little Oral Annie was not degrading.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but not degrading in your mind? Or
no, it wasn't. It was just...
wasn't, like, cum all over her face?
Well, that like, was the see, end like, of the game. I mean, come like, on. See, and that's something I like, too.
I usually finish in my hand and just throw it at her.
Look at the blood! Like
the oh, my God.
Into the lamps. No, like, you see, that's the other thing. A lot of women think that's degrading, but... Busting a load on a chick's face is hot.
But the pornos are manufactured to be degrading towards women usually. So that's why you want to do those degrading type of things, because you like porn.
No, just the idea of it's just hot. Like, I could watch it on a porn, and
that's
I'm not...
why.
But wait a minute. I can watch it on a porn 100 times, and it's like, you just busted a nut in her face. But when you do it, you're like, I just busted a nut on her face.
Because you're a porn star.
Or like King Kong, whatever. Like, just it's just I don't know. It's different. It's different from the norm, you know.
I don't know.
As long as she takes it, right? Like you ever get somebody like
takes it like a man?
Takes it.
Takes it like Yogi Berra.
Shot to the fucking faggot.
As long as she doesn't like ruin it by like a, you know.
Well, no. First of all, the girl's not going to say yeah, you can do it if she's going to do that. If she's going to start going, ew, 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 you punch her in the fucking face.
That's a good fetish.
What?
Or my
donkey punch?
Yeah.
No, I'm not into the. I'm not into, like, violence.
How about just the backhand?
No. I'm into,
you just
like,
want to degrade.
See, I don't want to call it that because I don't like that term, but unfortunately it is degrading. Yeah, cause some women would take it that way.
Yeah.
But not all women find it degrading when you come on their face.
That's right. That is correct.
And most women have daddy issues, okay?
Not
necessarily. They're my favorites.
not necessarily.
They're low-hanging fruit.
No, I get it. Like,
fuck you, Dad!
Certain things could probably definitely like turn a woman on, like that type of stuff. It probably makes her feel sexy or something, but...
You know what else is cool? Role-playing.
Role-playing, I could understand that, too.
But I'm too lazy to, like, role-play. It's just like, all right, let's...
I feel like you would start laughing.
Yeah. it's happened.
Yeah, like happened. Like you would be like, okay, I'm into it, but it's like, what the
you
fuck
just
is
start
this
up because you're like, the fuck am I doing right
am
now?
Am I doing this right? Like, I'm not a doctor.
Well, all right, cut.
We'll role play. Go clean my bathroom and then make me a sandwich and come back.
Oh,
you'll be my maid.
Go get that thing, honey. A dustpan.
Oh, my God.
No, you know how, like, you know, they play, like, the fucking cop and the thief or whatever. Like, it just, or women will watch a movie. Like, honestly, my ultimate role playing would be the Princess Leia slave girl, and I'm Jabba
the Hutt.
Yes, exactly.
That's usually a lot of men's.
Well, I actually don't want to be Jabba the Hutt.
Obviously.
I just look like Jabba the Hutt.
You just want to fucking save
her. Go with
her.
It, man. Go with it.
You're gonna save her, and she's gonna be real grateful.
Or like her dressing up as like Catwoman, and I'm Batman, and I just rape her.
Oh my God!
No,
Catwoman wouldn't let you rape her though. She would kick your ass.
Not if I hit her with a batarang.
Maybe I'll just use some shark repellent spray.
Oh.
I remember one year. I guess it was like 90, was it 99 maybe, 98, I don't know, something like that. I went to a Halloween party. I was Batman, and my ex-girlfriend was Robin. And that was interesting, because I wouldn't do anything. She's like, come on. I'm like, no.
What would you do?
You're Robin. Like, her hair was slicked back, and it was like, no. Like, I thought the idea was funny to go to the party. But after the party was over, she wanted to get it on as Batman and Robin. Like, absolutely not.
It would be
Robin.
Like gay sex.
Right, exactly. I'm no fucking queer. You know what I mean? I'm going to get struck
fucking
down.
Fucking queer!
Seriously, I was like, no way. You better take, I told her, you better take all that shit off, go take a shower, do your hair up right. You look like a girl again. You know?
Why didn't she be a girly figure like Catwoman?
No,
or
it was.
Batgirl.
No, because it was funny if she went as Robin. You know, I'm Batman, she's Robin.
Yeah.
His sidekick.
Right.
It just, I don't know, we found it kind of funny. But I wasn't going to bang her as Robin. That would have been ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you really do it?
Did I really do? Oh, no. Come on, miss, you know me. And if I did,
you're like,
I would tell
leave.
The truth. And if I did, I would tell the truth because, you know, in the end game, it's still a chick. You
That's
know what
true.
I mean? But it just didn't turn me on. It was, like, kind of freaky.
Which Robin was she?
The old school Robin with the ugly.
God.
Oh, with the green.
With
and
the very bright colors. Yeah. Like, old school Robin. Yeah. Like, the one
and
from
so
the
you
TV
were
show.
Old school Batman?
No, I was, like, what costume did I buy? I think I bought the shitty Val Kilmer one.
Oh.
Yeah, and she, the only one she could find was the.
I don't know why
you're there. Yeah. You know
the Val Kilmer one in double XL.
Oh, I was thin then, by the way. No, I was thin then. That was different.
Do you have pictures of us? Honestly.
No. That was your thin days?
Yeah, it was my thin days.
So what they do?
Yeah, I wasn't Batman. I was actually Batman.
Put a
I pulled
trash
it off
bag
nicely.
On
no, I pulled it off nicely, man. Had the fucking bodysuit.
Do you
suit
still have it?
What, the costume?
Mm-hmm.
No. I think I still have the cowl.
He uses a towel when he gets out of the shower.
No.
It's a beach towel. The wash rag.
I use Swiss cheese when I got showered. Yeah, that was pretty funny. We were trying to think of good ideas for go as a couple.
That's a terrible idea.
Well, it was funny.
All right.
It was funny in the beginning, and then
and you didn't even match in the end. Technically, you probably looked ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I couldn't find the old school Batman suit.
Then she should have been new school Robin.
She couldn't find new school Robin.
Then your costume sucked.
Damn, wow. You can suck a dick.
Happens.
Pain in my ass.
Sorry.
You've been down my fucking...
I know, it's yelling at him outside.
Yelling at me all fucking night.
He's like, oh, did the snow accumulate today? I said, did it fucking look like it did? He was just like, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
For once, she's the male. The dominant male in the conversation.
Yeah, man. She's
no,
just
I was just being a
client. Just fucking killing me left and right.
Feed you guys full of, huh?
What? The jar is full of, huh?
Girl Scout cookies, and then I'm mean. Look, here's a present.
Probably laced them with something. Swiss cheese.
You couldn't taste the cheese?
Dummy dust.
Dummy dust. I wish that existed. Coco.
You fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
You weirdo fuck. What was that guy that you brought it up earlier tonight? The guy with the two dongs?
Two Dick Man. I forget if that's his actual name that he goes by on his website and shit.
Double Dick Dude.
Double Dick Dude.
He's got his own website.
Yeah.
He's got two dongs.
He's got two penises.
No shit.
Yeah, the interview was actually really interesting. He has a very positive outlook on life.
Well, I would too. You can fuck two chicks at the same time.
Well, how? I mean,
he's
how? What is
that.
It? Is it stacked?
Let me ask you something. How many times have you had two chicks naked and like, damn, I wish I had a second dick to fuck both of them at the same time?
And how does
never?
How
it
you,
never happens.
How you can get you fuck
you get
a chick
double the pleasure
unless they're on top of each other like pancakes? How do you fuck?
I don't know. Is it a real? Is it like a real like, size? Like, or is
yeah.
it like, it's
no,
a real
no.
Size?
I'm curious. Is it one on top of the other or are they side by side?
Side by side.
Ah, you can't. You'd have to lay on your side. And two girls have to be one on top. Ah, fuck, that's
he's never
choice.
Done it anyway. No.
You can go one in the front, one in the back, right? You can double penetration.
But he says that hurts.
You see Marco's doing this.
You're milking a cow.
He's fucking skiing over there.
But no,
one
you
in the
should,
front, one
you
in the back.
He's putting out Lego hands.
Oh, God.
Under the table, Carlos.
You should read the article, though. It's funny. Like, it's cool.
Oh, what's it about? Tell me.
It's
you can't read it now.
They
there.
Ask him about his life. Like, oh, did you ever wish that you didn't have two penises? How come you never got rid of the two penises?
Why give rid of both? You don't want to kill yourself.
Well, one, at least one. Like, he asked, like, why didn't your parents get rid of it when he was little? And, like, a god came into play.
Did he get circumcised once or twice?
Twice.
He has both looks.
He has no anteaters.
Twice he got circumcised. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
But it happens when you're
does
little.
Does he piss out of both of them?
Yeah, they're both fully functioning penises. Yep.
So does he piss at the same time out of both of them?
No. And he has to jerk
so
off
does he
a
have,
lot
because
like- his... Because it
builds up?
His epididymis or something? Some inside what? Fills up.
Epididymis.
Some fills up and he needs to get
this
it out.
This happened everywhere. It's an epididymis.
You're crazy. Fuck.
So there's that.
Oh my God.
I don't know what it's called, but something inside that fills up with sperm.
Where'd you get this at? Deadspin?
I think so.
Should I look at the link or should I not look at the link?
No, look at it.
There's a chick with two vages, too, out there.
Yeah.
Soulmates.
He's not circumcised, by the way.
He's not?
No.
Ew. In my mind, he was.
You need to know your dicks.
Apparently. Maybe there's two fetish dick people out there.
I hook him up with the chick with two vages.
He said that he... But I don't think it's very... Common, like, isn't he like the only dude alive that's
no,
two
no, this has happened before.
Yeah,
yeah, it's happened before. Because that was one of the things that they said. He's not the only known case that in existence.
Yeah,
just like the one with two vages isn't the only.
How does that work?
And she has two full vag, like she has everything, like in the inside and on the outside. She's
is
got
she
them all.
Fat?
No, she's actually pretty. Yeah.
How's their room?
There was a porn company offered her a shit ton of money to do a porn, and also I don't know if it was maybe Penthouse or one of those magazines offered her money to do like a
I would want to see that.
You know, she won't show it. They just show like a diagram, like a drawing of how it, you know. Yeah, I forget what the name is. It's a real rare condition.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's kind of freaky. And they're side by side, which is weird because it looks like the coin slot at a large
amount. Are they just are they both like super small?
I don't know.
For different sizes, yeah.
I don't know. Mm. But just think though, you can actually hold as a bowling ball. You know, there's always that joke, but this one you can actually do it. Three fingers.
Steve Reich.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
I definitely couldn't go. I don't know if I can handle having two dicks. I mean, I barely have one now. But having two, I don't know. It seems like a lot of problems. I mean, imagine walking around. You got one dick down one leg.
Yeah.
One dick down the other. And you're going to get thunder cock.
Yeah, like, I think he said
thunder thighs
that.
With thunder dick.
I think he said he didn't like the left one.
Yeah. I hate you, left dick.
Does he have four balls? Or
No.
No.
Two balls.
One for each dick, huh? That sucks.
That's why he's got to jerk off
a lot.
Because the epididymis smells off.
Epididymis.
I think that's really a word, by the way.
Epididymis?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No. It's like you're saying a cross between epidemic and epidural or epidermis.
No. Oh.
But epidermis is skin. I don't think it has anything to do with his fucking jizz bag.
No, it has nothing to do with
his epididymis.
Yeah, it gets really full with semen, so he's got to jerk off a lot.
Yeah, because you don't want the epididymis to explode.
It could blow up.
Right.
I don't see anything about an epididymis.
Well, are you spelling it right?
You're right, Chris. I got to spell it right. Yeah, I don't... People are asking them questions in this thing. Do they both hang to one side of your pants, or do they split the seam? He says, when I go commando, which is almost always, except in the winter, they take their own sides.
Oh, God, could you imagine wearing basketball shorts with those things?
Now, no. If the two dicks touch, is that gay?
No, because they're...
That's a good question.
No, you'd be tapping heads every time you're naked. I don't see how that could be.
I wonder if he ever docks the two together.
Ew.
He makes a heart.
Happy Valentine's Day, me.
I feel like they would always flap and hit each other.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They'd always,
get on your own side.
They'd always be like, you know, fighting, you know, just clapping at each
Dad,
other.
Dad, he's on my side again.
What happens if he does like the twisting thing? Like, you know, just sound like the
they clap.
Yeah, all the lights go on and off.
Aww.
It's like the drum from the Karate Kid.
Yeah, that little. Yeah.
Oi. Drum.
Fucking no way, man. Two bananas, that's too much. It's too much.
And he never specifies if they're like large or small.
He does.
He does?
Uh-huh. He said 7 inches, give or take.
Cocksucker.
Jealous.
Does he have Packers?
No, he said the bigger one is 7 inches, give or take. The smaller one's 6 inches.
Oh, yeah.
What about girth?
It's like Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Twins.
Do I look normal to you?
Miss, would you date a guy with two dicks?
I don't know, maybe.
You'd probably at least experiment with him.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
There's your fetish.
A fucking two-dick
guy.
Man.
A guy
double
who grew up
dude.
Near a power plant, apparently. See, and what a waste for him, because you're not a butt girl.
He probably wouldn't date me.
I can't. You know what, though? Missy's probably the type of chick who'll start doing, like, balloon animals with it. A poodle.
That would be cool. You saw, like, penis puppeteers?
You trying to spell your name? You do, like, an M... Then you do like an I and an S.
That's what be easy.
That was a thing, right? That
penis puppeteers.
Yeah,
Ron
Stern. Yeah. Okay.
They were cray.
They were what?
Cray.
Oh.
Cray. Shut up.
Who the hell was?
You shut up.
Who comes out with that idea? I'm gonna make. What they do? Just form their penises in different shapes. And,
yeah, it was insane.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Oh. They did a show on it on HBO.
Really?
Like a special.
So, like, what kind of shapes and shit did they
do? Fucking elephants and shit.
Really?
Yeah, all types of crazy cool ass shit.
Wow.
It's awesome. It was really cool. It looked painful as fuck. Like, the balls are involved.
Oh. Boy.
Yeah. It looked intense.
There's a lot of contortion going on.
Yeah. Penis contortionist. That's what I could be. Yeah, that would be my job. I would be a penis deacon.
What?
Fuck.
A penis deacon.
So it's like a priest, kind of like our guest later on tonight. You're a penis deacon, and he's a bishop.
What's a bishop?
A chess piece.
Mm. A Tupac. Bishop.
You don't know what a bishop is?
No.
Really?
I mean, I know it's religious.
It's like
but
a pastor. It's like a priest.
Is it like a level, like in the army?
I would think so.
Okay.
In the army.
It's right
like, like lieutenant,
right
sergeant.
Below sergeant general, yeah.
Yeah. Bishop reporting for duty, sir.
I didn't know if he's like on his way to becoming a priest.
Bishop's, is, I believe it's the highest one.
In all of the land?
Well, I would say the Pope.
I think it's different. In, well, no. Well,
I know.
That's Catholicism.
I know. I'm fucking with you.
I think it's his religion. I don't know if he's Baptist. I don't know what they're considered.
He's not the kind of religious guy that doesn't have a wife and kids. Like, he's married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's whatever religion allows that. I don't know. I have no idea.
There's a lot of them.
They're both ordained.
Pastors.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
It's funny how we went from two dicks to this.
What a segue.
This is turning out to be a pretty gay first half of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dicks and Swiss cheese, two dicks.
Well, you notice that it's the men that are crazy. Two dicks. Funny. Double dick, dude. You can tell he's white from that.
Yeah.
Because there's no swag in that.
No,
there's no swag.
Besides, there's not.
No, because if he was black, it would just be one big long one.
And it, like, drags
I
on the
cut
floor.
Cut my shit in half and they're both bigger than his.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
That's funny.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Yeah, Crazy. Let's do that.
We'll be back.
Coming
in,
up.
Yeah.
Coming up after the break. The owner, creator of the $2 hot dog song, is calling in, Bishop Frederick Barr.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty interesting. I actually, I'm looking forward
to it. If we didn't just scare him off with that.
It's been... Nah.
Is he listening?
I hope not.
He's getting the holy water ready. And he's taking his private jet to,
yeah,
to New Jersey.
I'll feel pretty damn bad if
the
he's...
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ!
I feel pretty damn bad if he's listening.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Yeah, I really do hope he's not listening, because I would feel pretty fucking bad.
He knows what it's about.
He knows, yeah. We had some conversation. He knows what it's about.
I know, but I don't want this guy. I don't want him to feel, you know.
Well, we'll keep it as clean.
He probably thinks he can save us or something.
No, I don't think he
can.
There's no saving you.
I'm done.
You're done. You are so done.
Stick a fork in me.
Pretty much.
I'm done.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And on mic.
Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days,
isn't
he's going to have a heart attack.
Deals?
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding. Ding.
Type in code word jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
How you want it? How you want your vagina? How you want it?
Welcome back to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network. And you hear the song in the background, you know what that means. The man himself is on the line, Bishop Frederick Barr. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How's everybody doing?
How are you?
Fantastic.
Good. Good to have you, finally. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here.
The hot dog queen, she's here too.
Oh, nice.
Is that your lovely wife?
How's everybody doing?
Hello.
Wow, what a beautiful voice.
Yeah, we've been talking about you guys for the last couple of weeks. You have single-handedly ruined our lives because we cannot get that awesome song out of our heads.
Well, we take all the credit for that. We want our wieners in your head all the
Watch it now.
Whoa.
I'm sure you all was not expecting that one.
No, sir.
No, but it's welcome. It's welcome.
So how'd you guys hear that we were talking about you guys?
Well, some of your listeners were posting on YouTube, heard about it on the Jersey Jerk Show. Mm. And then after about three or four times, I'm like, Jersey Jerk Show? What is that? And so I decided to Google it. And then I was like, well, what did they hear? And then so I said, well, let me go back to the date where they posted it. And so I went back into your archives and listened to the show. And I'm like, well, that's a lot of shows here. And I'm like, well, let me just take a stab at it. And then I listened to it, and I heard that someone needed therapy, and I was just grinning from people.
We love it. And we want to thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're huge fans.
Thanks for showing us. Thank you.
Chris is the actual one on the show. He actually experienced it firsthand.
Yeah, I was in Nashville at the end of November, and I can't stand country music, but Nashville is a great fucking town to party in. And just walking down the street, all you hear is country music, and then like your song's like a ray of light coming down from heaven. And it's just like, what is this? Seriously, I was on a 10-day road trip, and that was the best part of my trip, hearing that song. It was fantastic.
Fantastic. I guess your response was like, say what?
Yeah.
but my question is,
you know, we get that a lot. And from people from Australia, from Japan, from Greenland, from Iceland, because, you know, Nashville's an international city, and
yes,
people come from all over the world, and so they hear it, and they're just taken away from it. And it was just something that happened. I don't want to call it a fluke. I'll just say that it was just designed by powers that's above me, that's I'm not in charge of it. And I don't know if you guys know the story of how the song came about, but it was just really amazing what happened.
Well, would you like to hear it? Yeah, I was about to say, why don't you tell us a little background on it? We'd like to hear it.
Well, we do the hot dog carts for outreach for our church. We're local pastors here in Nashville. And so we raise money, you know, for the homeless, to feed the homeless. We feed the homeless every week.
Oh, well, that's right.
And
nice
so, you know, we set up hot dog carts downtown Nashville, and Nashville has some ordinances where they do not allow hot dog carts on public property in the downtown areas. And the only way that you can have it is that you have to be on private property. Now, part of the reason why that ordinance had taken place is because the bar owner.
Hello. He must have lost his connection, his internet connection.
I hope it's not.
It's not us.
No, I hope it's not. It's not hooked up to the cart.
Oh,
right, calls back.
Calls
can we get
back,
him back?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting.
I wonder if he feeds homeless people hot dogs.
Well, now he does because it's on private. I'm assuming that's where he was going.
But does he feed the homeless people just the hot dogs?
Well, yeah, but they got to pay $2 and $1 for the water. No, this is typical.
Yeah. Guess what? It's not us because we're still broadcasting.
It isn't a Jersey Jerk show without some sort of issue.
Yeah, well, it's not our issue.
It's been
issue.
So long, though.
Because we haven't had anybody.
Yeah, really, haven't been touché. Having phone calls, so.
Well, they're a fun couple.
How about the Mission Bishop there? Hello, we lost you there for a second.
Yeah, yes, we did, but you know what? We still love technology, don't we?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Definitely.
What was the last thing you heard me say?
You were talking about how you had the ordinance so you couldn't do it on the public property.
Yes, and so the only way that you can, you know, and part of the reasons that ordinance changed was because the business owners were complaining about the hot dog cart vendors. They said, you know, they pay taxes and hot dog cart vendors don't pay taxes, and they're, you know, making all this money, and, you know, and they're, you know, out in front of their businesses. And so right after they were successful in running off all the hot dog cart vendors, then they themselves turned around and put hot dog carts, you know, out in front of their places. And so what happened was, I found that location on private property, which you can set it up on private property. So I entered into agreement with the management company that owned the private property. And so after I had done that, it was almost like, you know, look who's coming to dinner, and look who snuck through the back door. So as a result of that, you know, they start hating on us for being there. What they did, they disconnected our electricity to our ticket booth back in March, and from March until December, I had no power at the booth. And so for whatever reason, I just, you know, I had a generator with me the day that they had cut it off. And so just different things that they were doing. But then what they did was they set up a hot dog cart 15 feet from me and start selling everything for $1. Dollar for rappers, dollar for hot dogs, dollar for everything. And I'm like, oh my God, how are we going to be successful in this? And so the first day I reduced my prices down to $1. And I'm like, you know, because the guy next to me, he had like 50 people in line and I had 2 people. I'm like, this is not good.
Right.
So then I said, you know what? I'm gonna raise my prices back up to $2. I said, because you know what? McDonald's ain't changing their prices and Wendy's build one next door, and I'm not gonna change mine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm a preacher and God, I do pray and God do talk to me. And God spoke to me and said, get the PA system with the microphone and download some Taylor Swift and pull out the download the original Blues Brothers with the Belushis from back in the 70s and Michael Jackson. And I started downloading Donna Ross and Anita Baker and some of everybody. And so what happened, I started having karaoke on the sidewalk and people started dancing, and everybody that don't love country music that's down in the area and all the people that don't love country music start congregating around the hot dog stand.
That's right.
And then they start asking for the microphone and I would give them the microphone. And so basically what I start doing to the point of the song, I just start announcing the prices and the menu. We got ice cold water, folks. $1, the best hot dogs on Broadway right here, ice cold water. We got ketchup, we got mustard, we got some relish. And my wife would say stuff like, you know you're hungry. You know you're hungry. Oh, save some money. And I would come up with different things. I'd say, save some money, buy something for your honey. Buy a $2 hot dog. Well, I just start saying it to the beat of whatever song came on.
Right.
Blurred Lines, Wobble, you know, it didn't matter. Chicago, whatever came on. And then the people start going crazy. Like, they're like, man, this is awesome, dude. This is awesome. You got a CD? And I'm like, no, I don't. So after several requests of having it on CD, and then I started hearing people say stuff like, man, I'm going home and write me a song on hot dogs and water. And I was like, not on my watch, you won't. So I flew to Detroit, which is my hometown, and got with some friends of mine and recorded the song, and the song came out better than what I expected.
That sure did.
I was like, I've got to do a music video. And I was like going against all the grain of what a bishop should do and a pastor would do. And we just did it. And we decided to dress up, you know, the yellow was my wife dressed up as mustard. Yes. And me in the red, I'm the ketchup. And she with the white hair is the onions. And those
were the reasons. That's awesome.
And so we would represent the condiments and just did something really crazy and stupid. And it's gone viral. And right now, as we speak, we have about 40,000 hits on YouTube. And then on another site, break.com, we got 112,000 hits on that. And
yeah.
And we got, you know, you can download the song on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify and the ringtone. And it's just awesome.
You know, the amazing thing is that we would be doing the hot dog song and people would start twerking. I mean, it was amazing. We were like, we would just look around and say, can you believe? I mean, it would be like, 200 people at one time. We had 200 people in the streets of on Broadway dancing and line dancing and twerking and doing the wobble, and we just couldn't believe it. It was just so it was just amazing to us. And so we have customers that come every week waiting for us to sing the song, and they'll tell us, when is the next show?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's awesome. We love it. And, you know, and my motto is, how do you want your wiener? Do you want it, you know, how do you want it hot? How do you want it?
So, naked or dressed?
Do you want it naked? Do you want it dressed? That's what we love Nashville. We love Jersey Jokes. You guys, Jerks, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. We were talking a couple weeks ago about how we're not big fans of, like, the latest hip-hop music. We're all fans of old-school hip-hop. And, you know, Chris, who was there, said it best. You guys are responsible for making the greatest rap song in 20 years. Because, honestly, I would rather listen to you. And I'm not trying to be funny. I would rather listen to $2 hot dog, $1 water, than anything that they're putting out on the radio. Because it just seems like anybody with a computer can have a rap song. But you guys really, I mean, it sticks. It sticks.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get it out of my head. I mean, I purchased the ringtone. I'm insane.
I love it.
Does it ever get old to you guys? Does the song ever get old to you guys where you, like, you need, like, maybe a couple hours break, like, you know, from the song? No.
I play it in the car. I play it in the bedroom.
Every day.
Oh. How you like your wiener?
How you like your wiener, huh?
How you like
the bedroom is a necessity. Yes, right. Absolutely.
I got to try that this weekend. Sauerkraut, jalapeno, what?
I tell you something else. Yeah, I tell you something else I did. I start passing out because the cab drivers would line up outside of our station, and they didn't, when they were waiting on customers, they would roll their windows down, and the cab drivers, they would be dancing inside the cab. And so what I started doing, because I put the song on CD and had them downtown, I started passing out the song to the cab drivers. And so they drive around downtown when their customers get in the car and the customers hear, you know, the song, $2 hot dog, $1 water. I went past it out at all the clubs. And then also downtown, there's some ladies that work at one of the strip clubs that they walk through the street to pass out, you know, trying to get people to come to the strip club. And so I'm like, I gave them a copy of the CD, and about a week or so ago, they walked past and they were singing the song. They said, we were dancing to this in the club the other night.
Now that's a trick. I would like to see that in a strip club watching a dancer dance to that song. Would just be like, I'm ready to go at that point.
That's my dream.
Yeah, that's it.
But I believe we would have arrived if that is the case. We would have arrived.
Well, speaking of arrived, you know, we read something about, you know, you have something on A&E coming up. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. Well, actually, what happened when we were downtown, A&E, they were taping for a show. Like upcoming artists in Nashville.
Okay.
And so they were scoping the area, and they came by and they asked, could they have two of their artists come by to the hot dog cart and
featured hot dog cart
and buy some hot dogs. And I said, sure, why not? And so they came by, and the guys were dancing at it, and they had probably a crowd, maybe 20, 30 young ladies dancing along with them, you know, to our music. And so I don't know when it's going to air, but it is coming on A&E. And so Of course, we had to sign a contract to, you know, for the release for them for the video. Mm-hmm. And so here goes something. When they came with their cameras, I thought about, remember when Michael Jackson did that interview at his house? With, I think the guy was Al Bashir, and when Al Bashir released what he wanted to release, you know, it made Michael look really bad. Yeah. So I thought about, I said, okay, they come with their cameras. While they're taping me, I'm going to have my people taping them. And so we...
I'm telling you, I'm smelling a reality TV show.
Thank you. We are really, really aiming for that. We really are.
I am too. I want to see it.
It's exciting. It really is.
It is. I'm not even kidding. I think it's. I can't wait to go. I'm serious. I can't wait to go to Nashville and go to the car. I'm so excited.
It's great, dude. I'm telling you, it was the best part of the trip.
I believe it. I believe it. I absolutely believe it. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
We're just excited about it. Yeah. And you know, we have T-shirts. We have hats. We got T-shirts that say, you know, $2 hot dog, $1 water. We got T-shirts that say, how you like your wiener. We got T-shirts that say, you know, I like my dog real hot. I like my dog between my bun. We got you know, we're doing some of everything. You know, because, yeah. You know, it's a fun thing. It's a fun thing. It's an exciting thing. Everybody can see. You know, it kind of catches you off guard. Like, is yes. this, are they serious? But yep. then before you know it, your shoulders are shaking. And you guys want to hear something funny?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. I'm downtown, right? And I'm right in front. And I'm chanting the song, $2 hot dog, $1 water. And so it's this one young lady who, she's in a wheelchair. And she's riding. My wife put her hands over her head. She's riding past the wheelchair, and she acts like she's going to roll past me. And all of a sudden, she stops real quick and do a like a bat turn, and back straight,
and starts twerking. on the
chair. My knees are locked between the two wheels, and I'm like. Oh my God!
She backed
oh
him up, dancing. She backed
up
him up.
The
wall.
Oh my God!
At that point when she first did it, Erica was nowhere around, and then all of a sudden Erica walks up, and I'm trapped up against the wall.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! What do I do?
Oh, what was your reaction, Erica, when you saw that?
I don't believe I should express my reaction.
She did nothing. You might want to ask her what were her thoughts.
Yeah, what were your thoughts? What were your thoughts when you saw that?
Well, my thoughts was that everybody, the song just takes over.
Right.
And I understand that it's so emotional that people just lose themselves. But I was actually blown away by this. I said, am I really seeing this woman twerking, trying to twerk my husband
from a wheelchair?
From a wheelchair.
Jesus. You know, you just made me realize how horrible my life is. I can't even get my girlfriend who can walk to twerk.
Play the $2 hot dog song for your
girlfriend. You know what? And you know what? She loves the song too. She sings it. Sometimes I catch her singing it. Out of the blue. I'll come downstairs and I'll hear her singing it. And then we just join in song. And then we start doing our own little funky dance to it. And then after a couple minutes, we look at each other and we're just like, we need to go to like an insane asylum. Because it's just out of the blue, out of nowhere. And that's how fun it is, you know, to like play with the song, you know?
Well, here's a story. This happened. Well, Fox 2 News from St. Louis had contacted us via Twitter. They searched me out, and they said that the host of the show, Tim Ezell, is like going crazy over the song, and he plays it like 3 to 5 times every day in the station at Fox News in St. Louis. So they asked if we would be willing to come and perform it live on television. So we said, sure, why not? So we just went this past Monday. And so one of our friends, their sister-in-law, was there, and she enjoyed the show. Later on, she went to work. She's a guard at the jail. And she said that on this past Monday evening that all the prisoners in the jail was chanting, shoot up.
No.
That's amazing.
Water.
How about
the
that?
The guards, everyone was chanting, $2 hot dog, $1 water. So this song is even making people that can't go too far happy.
I'll do you one better. Chris's niece, how old is she?
4.5.
4.5 years old. His brother walked in on her unannounced, and she was singing the song, and we actually have it. I don't know if you can hear, but we're going to play it right now. Hold on a second.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Here we go. Were you able to hear that?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Didn't hear that?
Boom.
Well, it's at least it's in the conversation. I'll on the playback.
Yeah, you'll hear it on the playback. I thought we were able to we. I guess
But listen, hey, you can send it to me. You know how to send it to me.
Yeah, we could send it to you.
You know,
that's great.
You know, yeah. It's really something that we're humbled by, you know, this opportunity and experience. You know, I tell people, you know, everyone has their own paradigm, their own idea of what preachers should and should not do. And so it's way out of the box for my position as a preacher of the gospel.
Yeah, but you're not doing anything wrong, though. I mean,
it's clean,
it's fun. It's not like you're spouting out gangster rap or anything like that. So, I mean, you're doing a good thing.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's a fun song. I mean, you got little kids singing it, so how bad can it be? You know?
Well, you know, the people in church, people in church world, sometimes they don't know how to handle it. Like, okay, Bishop, what are you doing? You know, but honestly,
it's a great thing.
It's a great thing.
Absolutely.
It's an exciting thing, and it brings so much joy to people's lives. And that's really what it's all about.
It's addicting.
If you can, like, just make somebody happy.
Yeah. Anytime those old heads say something to you, you just shove a hot dog in their mouth.
Well, the funny thing is that we have regular senior citizens that show up almost like in trucks or vans that come out and they do ballroom dancing. We have tap dancers that come down, hula hoopers. It's just the internet, to me, it's like the universal language, and music is that way to me, that all people from all walks of life, that can come in one place. And when I was sharing to my husband is this, that during those times that we're, and I always say we're down there with the people, there are no differences between our economic places in life, our statures, our color lines are all blurred at this time, because we have people that are all persuasions dancing together. We have homeless people that are dancing with the very elite. We have drunks that are dancing.
That was me.
Children. We have college students that are there dancing for senior citizens. There was a young lady who was celebrating her 70th birthday, and she came down to the hot dog cart, and I could tell she probably just left Sunday school, and and my husband was singing to her the $2 hot dog song, and there also was some students from a local college down there as well, and he said, everybody come and celebrate, it's her birthday. And the young men came and just danced all around her, and she was just so giddy. And I'm surprised she didn't, you know, just pass out. But as a result, you know, this, she'll never forget that. But it's a universal language, and to me, the song is bringing people from all areas of life together to just have a good time. And that is the most powerful message to me that any song or any music could ever demonstrate.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm fat, so you throw a hot dog on the table, you'll bring me anywhere.
Well, you're in good company, believe me.
You throw a hot dog at me, whatever. You can throw them all in pieces at me, a bun, then the dog, then some condiments. I'm good. I'll make it work.
Yeah, and you know, some of the other things, I was going to say, we have probably about maybe 3 or 4 hours worth of footage of people just dancing.
I checked some of that out on YouTube. Yep. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's great.
Some of it, the majority of it I've been saving for the reality show. We get to the point that we need some real good footage of the reality show. It's just, I don't know. I just don't know. As I said before, you know, we're humbled by it. We're excited. We know that it's taken up on a life of its own. Mm-hmm. We're averaging about 1,200 views per day on YouTube. And which averages out to about, you know, every 46 seconds or less, someone's viewing the video. And I'm really excited about it because tomorrow is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And so we're going to hit the 40,000 mark on my birthday sometime, awesome. If not before midnight tonight. And so we just want to, you know, we're happy people. We like sharing love. We like bringing hope. You know, we don't believe in judging people.
Nope.
We believe in loving people and just do something. You know, there's a song that says, if I could just do something to make someone smile in a day, I've achieved my goal for life. Mm-hmm. It's too many sad people, too many hurting people that they just need to have something exciting and to have fun about.
I'll tell you what, here's how you're going to make people happy. One word, franchise.
Yes.
Franchise. And I hope if you do, New Jersey is one of the first states you consider because I will be your first customer.
Well, we have certainly have been working with our team and our staff,
yeah.
Our legal team to consider that because people have inquired about it from Los Angeles, from Atlanta, from Chicago, from St. Louis, from Detroit.
Wow.
And so we're really looking into that to capitalize on that. And I'm just thankful. Thank God for the idea that he gave me because it's helping people. And ultimately it all began because we wanted to do something to help the homeless.
You see That's what happens? Right. You do something nice and something good happens to you.
That's right.
It's
That's
great.
Right.
You That's know, great.
Positive ideas, positive energy, you know, do something good, good will come upon you. And so it's exciting. But I'm glad you all have just appreciated what we've done. You've helped spread it. You brought a lot of people, you
Absolutely.
Know, to the viewership. And we're very thankful for that.
Oh, you're
guys.
Welcome.
Awesome.
You're welcome. We're not going to stop here. We're going to continue.
We need to do a Jersey Jerks remix.
We
yes,
do.
Oh, yes.
See, now you're speaking my language.
Hey, we need to do a remix. Yes. Yeah.
Can we get the ball rolling
yeah,
on that?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
You guys are musically talented ones. We're not musically talented.
Yeah, we're terrible.
We're going to need your help on that one because we're not very musically inclined.
No,
here.
Not at all.
That's okay. That's the joy of it all.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know, sometimes just doing the simple can make something great.
Yeah.
You know, our desire not is in competition against anything, but yeah, a lot of the comments have been, this is going to be the next, what does a fox say or Gundam sound? And so we're just happy about it. You know, we're doing this independently. You know, it's not with the financial backing of any major corporation or anything at this point. Now, you know, we are excited about this. We had a major hot dog brand contact us and asked us if we would be willing to work with them.
Oh,
so
I like
so
it.
Who knows where this may lead?
Oh, I hope the second song isn't $4 hot dog.
Well, that's if I do it at the stadium.
Okay, all right. Well, that's different. I get that.
You can upcharge at the stadium.
Yeah, you can upcharge at the stadium.
It's like $9 hot dog, $12 water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
$12 water.
That's a nice ring to it. Well, I'll tell you what. You guys are great. You guys are great sports. And please, by all means, feel free to call in any time. We will continue to plug your stuff. We love it. And if it's okay with you, we're going to play your song a lot.
Yeah.
Please do.
We will. Definitely. You guys definitely keep in touch with us. You know, on air, off air, by all means. If there's something coming up that you guys, you know, especially if that A&E thing goes through, you let us know and we'll help you out. We'll be more than happy to.
We certainly do appreciate that. And then somebody take the song over to some senior citizens. Mm. They need to exercise.
Yes, they do. No more than I do, though, I'll be honest with you.
I got an email on Facebook, and one of the guys said he took the song. He's from North Carolina. He took his mom is in the senior citizens home, and he took the song to the senior citizens home and played it for his mom and everyone in the great room in the seniors at the senior complex, and all the senior citizens were dancing in their wheelchairs and then on their canes. The $2 hot dog.
I bet. This should be in stadiums, in roller skating rinks. This should be everywhere. Hell, you should do this in church.
We do.
Well, actually, about two Sunday mornings, about three Sundays ago, we did it during Sunday morning service.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
That's my kind of church.
That's right. That's fantastic.
It can be the new communion song. What do you think?
Oh, I love that. I love it. Pop a jalapeno in my mouth.
I'm that communion cracker. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, now we're talking.
Fantastic. Wow. Thank you.
But thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been great. Thank you.
Chris and Marco, Fabio, and I've got sister girl's name. What's your name, sweetheart?
Missy.
Thank you, all four of you, for showing the love.
Yeah, thank you.
And keep us in your positive thoughts.
Absolutely.
And let's go to the top together with this.
Yes.
Always remember and always appreciate the kindness that you all have shown
Absolutely.
Towards us. And we do not take it for granted. We really don't.
Well, I hope you remember that when JC signs y'all.
JC better come with some money.
Don't forget the little people when you guys make it big.
Listen, the hot dogs in the water may be cheap, but I'm not.
That's good nice. To hear.
Nice.
For real. All right, much love. All nice
right.
talking to you all.
All
and,
right.
Hey, maybe one day we can come. We can do this live over the air. I mean, there in person.
That would be great.
We look forward to it.
And if you guys are ever doing any events in Jersey, such as outdoor events, concerts, you know who to call, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. $2 hot dog, $1 water.
Right, and we do weddings and park
mitzvahs and funerals.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I already know I'm changing my will this weekend.
That's great.
We got to know who the comedian of the bunch is, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny. You guys are fantastic. Fantastic.
All right. Thank you. And likewise. Well, it's nice. You all take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And we look forward to it. And I'm about to get ready for my a hot dog party going on tomorrow at the church here in Nashville. And we're going to be performing $2 hot dog, $1 wallet live.
All right. All right. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Outstanding.
How about that?
Outstanding.
They were awesome.
They're so much fun.
They were so much fun.
I didn't expect the wiener jokes.
We got to do it.
Yeah.
How you doing? $1 hot dog, $1.
Go, miss.
What's our song? How are we going to put a spin on it?
I don't care. I want hot dogs. Man, I want to hang out with them.
Yeah, they're fun.
Seriously, you know why? Because I want to make it rain hot dogs.
Hell yeah.
I'll be jumping up like a dog.
That fuck.
Wow.
Now, Chris, you heard what they said. Positive thinking.
Don't bring me down.
Really nice people.
How about that?
Man, they're fun. They were funny. They were very, very funny.
Very funny.
His wife was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, beautiful voice on her. Boy.
She apparently she's a radio.
I believe it.
I believe it. The number one radio personality.
I believe it.
Out there.
I was feeling all like mellow and relaxed when she was talking. I was like, yeah, it's like spa music.
Oh my god.
Say what? See, I was about to light up a cigarette because I was so relaxed. Hold on a second. I forgot where I was.
Man.
Oh, they were fun, man. Yeah. They were fun. I really do wish them a lot of success because
absolutely
because this is the kind of thing that I personally want to see go big.
Hells yes.
You know, I'm tired of Duck Dynasty and Mob Housewives and all that stupid bullshit that they put out on TV. This, to me, is interesting, you know,
yeah.
And it's fun. And they I can only fun. Imagine, you know, watching it on TV would just make me
oh,
even better.
Yeah.
My DVR is gonna explode. I don't think it can hold any more shit.
That was a good find, Chris, man.
Yeah.
Stumbled
yeah.
across that.
And you know what's funny? The way you told that story originally when you first told it, I was trying to picture it, and I'm thinking, man, it's got to suck walking down the street and hearing one country song after another. And then you hear that, and I remember what you said. You thought it was like an underground nightclub or something. You're like, where's that coming from? And
yeah.
then when you realize it was coming from a hot dog cart, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, wow. Like, that's genius.
It really is. I mean, like, we're right outside of Philly, and there's, you know, thousands of hot dog carts, and every one of them, there's some miserable asshole, like, what you want?
Right.
But
what
these
want?
Guys, like, it's fun.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, it's marketing. I'm telling you, we walked by two hot dog carts to get to that one.
Yeah, you guys got to check these guys out on YouTube. I mean, check out the video that they made. That was fun. But you got to look at their channel.
Fly to Nashville.
Well, yeah, but yeah, watch yeah. their channel. And look at all the people that dance in front of the cart.
It's a party.
It
That's
is.
What it
really
is.
It's like a block party,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you can wheel that bad boy anywhere, and it'll be a block party,
mm-hmm.
you know? So
crazy.
When she was like, yeah, if you guys do any outdoor events, I'm thinking maybe barbecue. Right. We'll throw some $2 hot dogs on, and, you know. Yeah, that was fun, man.
Yeah.
They were good sports.
Some wiener jokes, some bedroom wiener
right.
jokes. How about that?
The bedroom joke was great.
Yeah, I'm going to pay for that twerking comment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the luck on this guy getting twerked by a paraplegic.
What?
I can't even.
Her legs were just swinging.
My girlfriend runs marathons. My girlfriend runs marathons, something this paraplegic probably would dream of doing.
No.
And she won't twerk.
I just had a visual in my head of exactly what you said, Chris. Her legs
yeah,
is dangling.
Yeah, she's like holding herself up on the wheelchair and the legs are just like fucking flapping in the wind.
She's got
like
dude arms. Yeah, she's got dude arms.
Like the guy from Family Guy.
Yeah. Or the dude from Something About Mary, the guy that walks on his hands.
Yeah.
He's like all built upper body and he's got like just spaghetti
oh,
legs.
Oh, yeah.
The spina bifida guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Spaghetti legs.
Spina bifida.
Walks like an orangutan or like a baboon.
Mm-hmm. Creepy.
That was fun, man. Those guys were funny.
They were funny. I like
funny.
Them.
Nice people, too. I almost felt bad cursing, you know?
Yeah.
I did. I felt a little bad cursing. I said hell. I was like, ooh, sorry, you know?
Chris said
fuck. Yeah, I dropped the
I know,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, though, like, I just felt bad because, you know, I don't mind saying it, but, like, you know, I respect the fact that they're, you know, church-going and, you know, whatever. And obviously, they're better people than I'll ever be, you know? But at the same time, you know, it's just... I felt a little weird. Like, yeah,
he called me sister girl. I like that.
Yeah.
What's sister girl's name? Oh, sister girl. I know other people to call me that.
Mike. And then she comes on. She's like, Missy.
I just play it.
Dick. Yeah, they were fun.
I'll tell you what, man. I would really get a kick out of like a little remix edition.
Missy, we got to really step our game.
I know.
We said we'd do it, but
remix edition.
Song about pissing.
Oh, see, you got to take it there. I mean, that's just a no-go right there.
We just got to come up with a hook, man.
Yeah, once you can come up with a hook, everything else will fall in the place.
There's really, honestly, we're doomed.
We're not doomed.
None of us are good at writing music.
I've never written music before.
He has, and it was terrible.
Well, you have the most experience. Come up with a hook.
All you got to do is
you got that notebook from high school.
Remember that shit? Writing raps?
What a waste of paper.
Absolutely.
Killed trees.
Trees, yeah.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to be like an ass about it, but even if they did a remix of their Hot Dog song too, I'd still listen to
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love that song.
And you know, I wanted to mention the I guess it may have been a friend of theirs or something that they were talking about, but the guy that rapped at the end of it, that was fucking spot on, man. He did a great job.
He rapped about hot dogs.
But that's what I mean, but he made it so it was so legit.
Hot dogs are glorious. I love hot dogs.
Honestly, MC Hammer should be rolling in his grave right now. And he ain't even dead.
I was like, he's not dead.
I know, but he might as well be in the grave. He's Poe. But, yeah, I mean, that was like, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the funny thing. You know how, you know there's those songs that you listen to in the car and you blast them, but when you pull up at a light, you want to lower it?
Mm-hmm.
Not this one.
Hell no.
I had this thing blaring. Because I actually want people to be like, what the fuck is this guy listening to? Be like, $2 hot dog, like, $1 water, bitch.
Like, figures, the fat guy's listening to a song about hot dogs.
Whatever. You know, it's either that or Ice Cream Man by David Lee Roth, so. Excuse me, Van Halen. He's just the only one you hear on the fucking thing. But, yeah, man, that was some fun shit. I should have asked them to send us some hot dogs. Honestly, if they did franchise, I definitely would drive. Take a nice drive and go try them.
Go party?
Yeah, it would be kind of cool, man. It'd be kind of cool. I wonder who the hot dog company was that got them.
We wouldn't say. I don't know. No. It's probably
Ballpark.
Ballpark? Ballpark's good.
Yeah. Ethan Watson.
Philly's Franks?
That would be baller.
No.
I love Philly's Franks.
That would be kind of cool. Ballpark. $2 hot dog. What would be the catch, though? Like, how would they, you know, market that?
Nah, they probably got people that know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Put it together, yeah.
Okay, if they listen to this, I wanna say that if they do become a mainstream franchise, I would like to be part of the creative advertising process. So I have ideas. And I want them to be heard. Because this shit is fun.
This song's the greatest idea ever. You can't top it.
You know, I'm going to try. I want to do something fun with this. I think we should get a hold of them off the air and see if they can email us an instrumental version of the song.
I'm sure.
And we should, the four of us, at the end of a show, just belt out the lyrics to the song. I think that would be some fun stuff.
Hells yes.
I mean, we'll massacre the shit out of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
But it'll be fun, you know?
It will be fun.
Especially the sauerkraut jalapenos.
What?
Yeah, see, right there, that's just horrible.
Yeah. Right there. there's no, not one.
That was haphazardly.
Yeah. What?
we don't even need to sing the song.
Yeah.
Do it all sound bites.
Man. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
So what are your marketing ideas?
Oh, I'm not ruining it here. They're just going to take it and I won't be part of it.
Yeah, don't give away no secrets.
Fabio wants a cut.
Get the Swiss cheese guy.
Stop. That's disgusting.
People never eat a hot dog again.
Yeah. He's one of God's children.
Oh, fuck off.
he needs more than...
You're naughty!
I actually want a hot dog right now. I'm not even
so
joking.
Bad.
I'm.
There's no good.
I came here.
Open.
I was hungry, and now I'm thinking a hot dog.
Would
might have to go back to the house
stellar.
And pop a hot dog in and just. Let
I don't
it
even
cook.
Have any. Hot
I'm actually
dogs.
Planning a vacation because I want to go see Graceland.
And that's Graceland right there. The hot dog car.
That's my Graceland.
That's
exactly.
Your Graceland.
That's my Graceland, sir. And I really want to go soon.
You should.
I really want to see this hot dog cart. I really want to experience
you
this.
Should. That's I was telling Chris, I would love to go, you know, to see Graceland.
Yeah.
But I would like to be, you know, I'd like to see downtown Nashville as well.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just a total new reason to go.
Word.
You know?
Well, off the air, he was like, you guys should come down. I said, well, it takes money and stuff. You know, what are you going to have, a fundraiser for us? We're going to have the Jersey dog. You know what I mean? Our proceeds from the Jersey dog go to
the jerk.
The Jersey jerks.
The jerk dog.
Fuck the homeless. Give us the money.
We want to
talking
fly
to
out.
The homeless.
The no. Fat. We need to come down and eat some hot dogs.
That, yo, we should get an honorary hot dog made on the menu. No, I'm just playing, man.
That's funny.
I'm playing. I'm only playing. I'm just Josh.
It could have, like, one of all of our favorite things to put on a hot dog on it.
I see me. I'm a jalapeno guy.
So you would have jalapenos? What do you like on your dog?
I like some chili.
Chili on your wiener?
Chili on my wiener.
What about you?
Mustard.
Mustard,
what?
Too.
Yeah.
I like onions.
What kind of
I like
mustard? Yeah.
Spicy.
All I'm right, not, I'm yellow. Yeah.
I'm not a sauerkraut guy.
Neither
not
am I.
Really sauerkraut, but anything else you could put on a hot dog, I'm in it.
So the Jersey dog would be...
I got it.
No? It would be chili?
No.
No, it's a combination of all of us.
It's not going to work.
Fuck.
You got to add bacon in there.
Bacon.
Okay. But
I had a dog with bacon.
It's a cart. It's not a gourmet fucking restaurant. They're going to be frying up bacon on this cake. All right.
Bacon in the song.
Okay, so we'll no. I'm saying an honorary
bacon
dog with
on
our
shit.
Own ingredients. This one will have to be a $2.50 hot dog, $1 water.
What are the toppings we're putting on? They're going to lose money.
Yeah.
You guys are no fun.
It's got two types of mustard on it. Chili and jalapenos. That sounds banging.
No, they need to charge $3 for our hot dog, and then
our hard dog.
Our hard dog.
And then matey.
A dollar from those goes to our
how much do you charge for your hot dog, matey? 3 gold pieces. Fuck your fucking face.
Her face has been fucked many times.
Her face is awesome.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. We'll just, if we go, we should all visit, like the four of us, and we'll go and bring the toppings ourselves. We'll bring like a buttload of bacon and stuff, and just for that day, be like, you know, the Jersey jerk dog, you know, or the jerk dog, the Jersey dog, whatever you want to fucking call it. I don't give a shit. The jerk off dog, I don't care. Harf? Funny.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I was I'm not even lying. I caught myself bouncing my head during the interview, like, to the song, and it wasn't playing.
Yeah.
I was, like, thinking about it, like, $2, hot dog, one. And I'm like, shit, it's stuck in my head again.
Yep.
I can hear them talking, and I can hear the music playing behind them. I wonder if they were doing it. Was that, like, subliminal?
I felt like I could hear it.
They have it on in the background, maybe? I heard it.
I
swear I heard it.
I felt like they were playing UFO music or something.
Huh?
It sounds like spaceships.
I feel bad because of the
well, the first time they sounded clear.
Yeah, they did.
But then they lost connection, but it's their internet connection. It wasn't us.
I know.
For the first time.
Maybe we should get a landline in here.
A landline?
With a cord and everything.
AOL?
Get like a red bat phone with a cookie dish, cake dish over it?
No, it was them, unfortunately.
That's all right.
He sounded good.
I'll try to clean it up best I can.
Yeah.
But you could still hear everything they're saying.
A little bit of clicking.
Yeah.
But it was like Morse code.
So just listen to it and shut up.
Deal with it.
Enjoy.
Deal. Yeah, no, I'm happy for them. And I really do hope that they, you know, get big, like real big.
Yeah, I was skeptical first when I heard the voicemail.
I'm amazed by the hits they get.
It's crazy.
You know?
Break.com has over
112,000.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, we can't even get fucking 300 hits on Facebook. poor Missy set up a page a few weeks back and can't even break 248.
I know. No, actually, it's 249 now.
Oh!
Yeah, so since we
maybe
talked,
it's them.
That wasn't. But, yeah, I like it. It's making me sad.
Because people don't want to deal with that shit. People that download.
Excuse me?
They just download. They don't want to be bothered by going to pages and shit. A lot of people don't use social media.
What are you talking about? You have like 530 friends on Facebook. on your Marco.
And zero in real life.
No, how the fuck does he get all
like,
them?
Like on your Marco Jersey Jerk page.
That's different.
What?
That doesn't mean they're listening.
Can you use your marketing strategy on that?
That's what I mean. Like you need to. Like, get your friends on the Marco Jersey Jerks. You need to get them on the Jersey
Jerks. That doesn't
mean
they're listening or, you know.
Well, that's the point. We have to get them to listen.
How are you going to do that?
Oh, Marco.
Go to their house with a baseball bat.
Go to their house with a hot dog cart.
Why do you think? It's marketing. It's promotion.
Who are you talking to? I know.
Well, then why the hell did you just say, how are we going to get them to listen? You just said, how are we going to get them to listen?
How the hell did I get stuck with you losers?
You can't force them.
I wouldn't force them.
Just play the $2 hot dog song. Don't listen.
Oh, Marco.
Stop getting cunty. Yeah,
you sound like an unbelievable douche.
You're out of your fucking mind.
But it's just like the iTunes shit. People don't leave comments because people don't want to be bothered leaving comments.
That's crap.
That doesn't make any fucking sense, Marco.
No, that's crap.
How does everyone else in the world have comments?
I comment on things. I know that you can't.
What do we got? We got like 67 on there?
Right. But I'm saying, how? But look at everybody else.
I don't know. Look at everybody. I can look at everybody else and tell you what other people
have. On your own time, Marco. We're doing a show.
Well, I don't think it's that much different. I mean, if you're talking about celebrities.
No, I'm not talking about celebrities, but like how many. There's less celebrity podcasts out there than no-name podcasts, and there are millions of no-name podcasts that have way more comments than we do. Whether it's one person making 1,000 fucking different accounts on iTunes, whatever the case may be, nonetheless, they're still doing it.
That's going to be annoying.
So my point is how is it impossible for us, and it's so possible for everybody
it's
else?
It's not impossible.
Exactly.
And nothing.
You know why?
Nothing's impossible.
Nobody gives a shit.
Exactly.
That's not true.
Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit.
Me and Fabio were brainstorming. We got some shit.
Positivity. Like the bishop said.
Positivity and tits.
Does it bother you that you lost followers since you said you would show your tits?
No, I didn't lose any followers.
I thought you did.
I did, and then I came back, and then they go down, and then they go
You're like,
back.
No, I don't want to see them. Delete.
I swear it's like bands, like trying to get their numbers up or something. It's always like something I've never heard of. I'm like, what? It's a band. It's weird.
Do you follow them back?
I usually do.
You shouldn't.
I know, but I feel like it's fair.
Nah, fuck them. Fuck them.
I like to be fair. Plus, if they're following, if they care enough about what I have to say, then I care about what they have to say.
But you just said they're just trying to get their numbers up, so they don't give a shit.
I can't tell. Like, they're always the people that, like, unfollow or whatever.
I don't even know what you're saying.
It's not a big deal. I like Twitter because it's, like, ambiguous, so.
Congratulations.
Use the big word.
I don't give a fuck!
It's not that big.
Ambiguous.
It's not that big.
That's what she said.
Shit. You guys done?
Yeah.
We're done.
No, I meant your little back and forth.
What were we talking about?
What were you guys just talking about? You forgot
Twitter.
About? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're done.
Sorry, we'll ask permission next time.
No, it wasn't that.
Sir Fabio, we're finished.
No, it wasn't that.
Sir.
Proceed. Fuck you, you fucking whore.
I wasn't that at all.
Here he comes.
She's a malignant cunt.
Get creative, come on.
Ooh.
You sick cunt. Spazzati, the puttan.
Damn, you took that one away.
It's a puttan at this one. You miserable fuck. She's even worse. She's a whore. And let's not forget the disease-spreading whore. You're a whore. Admit you're a big whore. Go ahead.
Get out of here, you fat whore! Hey, I'm not fat.
No, you're not. Went from a nice little hot dog conversation to just slandering everybody.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's totally us.
Yeah,
par for the course.
No wonder why nobody fucking likes anything we do. We're just a bunch of hateful motherfuckers.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
We just don't like anybody, including ourselves.
Including each other.
That too.
Yeah. Seems that way. What are you going to do?
There are no fucks
left
to give.
Eat cookies.
How are they? All the fucks are gone.
They're good, aren't they? They're fucking delicious. They're addicting. That's why I don't want to fucking have another one, because I'll just...
There's four left.
I'm good.
And then that's it. You don't have a choice.
Good. Now, actually, I have a taste for hot dogs now.
Oh, yeah.
That's really not going to cut it for me. So I think I'm going to have to go home and have a hot dog.
And hit Wawa.
Nah.
I hate Wawa's hot dogs.
I have hot dogs at home. Why the fuck am I stop at Wawa?
I don't like Wawa's hot dogs.
I'm not a big fan of like hot dogs in the convenience stores because they sit
there for a while. Yeah.
And it looks like an old lady's fucking arm.
That's when you don't eat them.
Liver
spots
and shit. It just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at Wawa they sit in on the bun. So
I forgot to ask
them
if they like, you know, how they actually cook their dogs on the car. Are they boiling them? Like, what are they doing?
You bought hot dogs there.
Yeah.
Did they have one of those things like at the games where they open the thing up, pull a dog out?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like.
Did you see him there? Like did you notice
that? Yeah.
He was there?
Oh, yeah. He was there singing with the microphone and all.
Was his wife there too?
I didn't notice. I don't think so.
No.
She may have been. I don't know. I was fucking hammered.
The wig makes so much more sense now. I was like, it was so exciting.
Yeah, I never knew. Honestly, I just thought it was fun.
Yeah,
I loved everything they did.
So much deeper
meaning
to it.
That video was so, like, creative.
Who would have thought deep meaning to $2 hot dog, $1 water?
Yeah, and the fact that they rap about the whole, like, condiment menu and shit, it's like, oh, this is catchy.
Right up our alley, though, man. Food, rap,
right.
Music.
Now, that's what I'm talking. This is why we have such a deep appreciation for it. Like, somebody start rapping about hamburgers. We're going to play that, too.
I don't like hamburgers.
Fuck off.
How about pizza?
Okay.
Rap about pizza?
Yeah. All right, let's end it on this note. If you could pick a food that a rap song that catchy could be made for, we'll go around the table. What food would it be? Chris.
Buffalo chicken.
Buffalo chicken. Mm. See? I'd like to hear that song. We can make you guys can make a whole fucking CD. Like
all food.
A whole rap album of this shit. All right, miss?
Pizza.
Pizza.
I love pizza.
I like pizza.
And hot dogs. Pizza on hot dogs.
All right, easy.
Hot dogs on pizza.
We gotta pick one. All right, easy, Rain Man. We're only picking one. Marco?
Chicken cutlets.
Chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with cheesesteaks.
Oh,
good one.
Yeah.
Good one. Do we have a song here? Or?
No. I'm just saying, if you could hear a song that was made that catchy about a food, what would it be? So everybody had their answer.
Chicken cutlet cheesesteak.
Keep going. You're on to something.
I don't know.
You're on to something.
We need an instrumental. We'll go to town.
You're on to something. What do you got there?
On my own. Here we go.
Shut the fuck up.
Jesus.
I love green tea. I want pizza.
Yeah. I'll get him to send the instrumental. We'll
do nothing with it
for this.
Yeah.
I hope we can do
something. Sit there on our computers and
for the second week in a row. We're
going
to exit the show with this song.
Yeah.
I need to dance, you fucker. $1 $2 I'm going to do a dance right in your fucking ass. $1
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.